Okay, our place, we're going to refresh the sugya a little bit. As we didn't learn it last week. We're trying to understand the hemshech ha-sugya here. The Mishnah basically seemed to paskin that a woman who's yoytze lahorig, so ein mamtinin lo ad shetelet. There's no chiyuv to wait for her to give birth to be matzel the vlad. There's no obligation to save the vlad. The Lashon HaMishnah itself doesn't indicate if there would be an Isser to wait, but the Rishonim say that since there's a din of Inui Hadin, so you're not allowed to wait. And that's what Taisu says over here, that we don't wait. Taisu says that there's an Inyan of Inui Hadin. The Hainu Taim Medereish Shadein Mamtinin Lo Mishum Inui Hadin. Kedemash Ma Perkech Hadini Mominus. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, Avada, you don't wait. Gufahi, the vlad is part of the mother. So Gemara says, Itzrich. Salkadait, Chamine, Hoyluk, Siv, Kashi, Yoshe, Solov, Baal, Ha'isha. Mamoina, the Baal, who Veloy lifts the Dimine, Kamash Malon. The Havamin of the Gemara is that you would say that this is the money of the Baal, nothing to do with Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. Zero to do with Pikuach Nefesh. This would be a Indian of Atzalas Mammon, that this is his money. And just like it's obvious if somebody was Chayiv Misa and they were holding on to somebody's wallet, so the person would say, listen, don't throw him off the cliff, I want my wallet. So the Gemara is bringing it down to that level. I would think that you don't wait, that the reason why I would think that you would wait is to protect the money of the Vlad, which is the value to the husband. There's nothing to do with Pikuach Nefesh. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, and the Kamash one is not. The Gemara says, Eima Hachanami. So L'chayra, the Gemara is not working anymore past the Pshita. The Pshita was, of course, you can kill the Vlad, together with the mother. No Shaila. The Gemara now is only asking, now that you unveil this new Inyan, that there's Mom and the Baal here, so maybe you should wait out some Mom and the Baal. So the pasuk that we're going to bring has nothing to do with Ritzicha. The pasuk we're bringing is just telling us why we don't wait for the moment Habal. The Gemara says, Eimah Hachanami. The Gemara says, no. The pasuk says, Umesu Gam Shneyam L'Rabbis Es HaVlad. It's coming to be Marba the Vlad. That you kill the Vlad and you don't wait. It says the Gemara, V'ayim Yiboylat Shiyushneyam Shovim. We learn out of the Pasuk, Umesh Shneim, that both have to be B'nei Chiyuva, meaning if you have a Gadol that has relations with a Katan, there's no Chiyuv Misa. Devrei Rav Yashia, Kikomer Migam. We're not learning out of the word Shneim, we're learning out of the word Vagam. So really, this part of the Gemara is fascinating, that there's absolutely no inyan whatsoever to deal with the Vlad as an entity in the Ritzicha. The only issue in the Gemara is that we would wait for the mom and the Baal, and that's the only reason why we needed any kind of a chiddush. You would think we wait out the mom and the Baal. And actually, according to the way the Chazon Ish and Bava Kama understands, the maskon of the Gemara is that it's not mom and a Baal. And that in fact, the Baal only has a schus. When there is the Mei Vlados, he gets the money. But it's not that he owns the Vlad, which we'll talk about later, whether the Baal, and there's an afkamin in halacha would be if somebody would go ahead and be mazik the woman, b'chaye b'ayla, and then the husband would die. Who gets the Dmei Vlados? The husband's yorshim or the wife? So again, somebody goes ahead as mazik a woman, and the Dmei Vlados come in after the husband dies. So if we say the husband has a bailus on the vladus, goes to his yoshim. Because the bottom line is, at the time of the occurrence, the hezek was done to the baal's mammon. So he broke his window. Who do you pay? You pay the yoshim. But if we learn that the baal only has a quasi tzchus, it's almost like the baal is oichel peres, right? He has the rights to nichsei meluk. So he has a right to receive the compensation. In that case, if he's already out of the picture, when the compensation comes in, so we'll go to the woman. And that's actually what a Chazon Ish takes on. Chazon Ish takes on that according to the Maskon of the Gemara, Mesa Gam Shneim, that we ignore the fact that there's Mamon Habal. That's not because we ignore Mamon Habal, but it's because there actually is no Mamon Habal. But the whole Gemara is a plea that the whole focus is Mamon Habal. It's a Pel of the Kazakh. What happened to Pikuach Nefesh of the Uber? Seems like we're totally not concerned. And Tosfos, who seems to be a little concerned, dismisses it because of Inui Adin. That's where totally it's a plea. Tosfos says that the reason why we killed the Vlad and we don't wait is because there would be an Inui Adin for the mother. So it comes out like this. The $50 that the Vlad is worth, we would wait. We would do Inui Adin because it's Mamon Habal. He could say, I want my wallet. For the Pikuach Nefesh of the Uber, we won't do Inui Adin. So I don't know if this is sinking in, what a low level we're putting the value of the Uber. The Uber's Pikuach Nefesh. It's being put on the lowest level imaginable. It's just, that's one part of the Gemara that no matter how much you schwitz, keep on coming back to the same problem. How is it possible, how is it conceivable that you can have Mamon Habal, which is our only concern? We're killing this woman, she has a Vlad in her womb. Our only concern is Mamon Habal. And if in fact, without a Pasuk, we would hold up the whole din to protect the Mamon Habal. Inui Adin wouldn't concern us because obviously, if you're going to kill somebody and I have my money there, I can say stop the din. I want my money. So why can't we stop the din for Pikuach Nefesh? So Elamai, you'll tell me, well, the Uber is not a Nefesh at all. Then why did Tosfos need Inui Adin? Tosfos should just say the Uber is a non-entity. The Uber is not viewed as anything in Halacha. Which we'll see, there are those who hold that way. There are those who hold that from a halachic standpoint, the Uber is nothing. The Lashon of Tosfos in Nida. Absolutely. If it's zero, it's zero. Tosfos Lashon in Nida. Tosfos asks a question as follows. Vim Toima, this is on Mem Dalet Amud Beis in Maseches Nida. Vim Toima, the Mutar Lahogay, Tim Salama, the Mutar Lahogay Bebetan. Tosfos uses a lashon, Mutar Lahogay Bebetan. Mutar. He says, then, Amai Mechalalim Olavas HaShabbos. How are you Machal Shabbos? It's not an entity. Halacha doesn't recognize this Uber as anything. It's a mass. It's a mass in her womb. It's nothing. Yeah. So Tosfos asks, if that's the case, so why are you Machal Shabbos for it? That's a great kashan. Tosfos' answer is very blurry. Tosfos says, V'yesh loyma de mikol mokoy mishim pikuach nefesh Machal Nasa Shabbos. Afogav the mutul ahoga. Pella. But that's Tosfos Lashon. So I brought here a Tshuvas Chavos Yoya that actually puts a major, we're going to try to make these Tshuvas available online. I brought here a Tshuva from Chavos Yoya. Chavos Yoya here is in Siman Lamed Aleph. Here's an Isha Shizinsa. You have an Isha Shizinsa with Mizan. Now she's carrying a little mamza inside, which she's not happy about. So she wants to know if she could be mapel the Vlad. The whole soul is nunim. V'shal lo ha'um muter ligmoya adovo me'avkas roichel. She should go ahead and swallow something which will promote to abort whatever she has inside. Now again, there may be a distinction between koydim arbon yoyim. Today they have something you can take immediately. So this is the Chavos Yonah Shaila. And he responds, Be'emes she'lescho hi klolis. You're making a dramatic picture here. We have a woman, she was Mizana. He says, really, you have a very basic Shaila, and that is, Im yesh iser ibud nefesh b'zeh. Is there any kind of iser being mappled of lot? Be'emes betoy. That until the Vlad emerges to some level, you're allowed to kill him. So he goes on to say, Hagam de bedivrei ha-Tosfos einu mavur im yesh inyan shel muter u-poter. He says, I don't know if Tosfos means it's poter or muter. Even though Tosfos uses the language muter. So if you look in the Hagos Yaivetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in Meseches Nida, he refuses to accept that it's mutter to kill a Vlad according to Tosfos. We'll actually see that there's a direct contradiction. But the Yaivet says, he asked a question on Tosfos. He says as follows. V'im toimach im tim saloyma mutter lahogai, nichtev betzi de'enem meduyek. He says, that's not correct. The man who deshori laroi gesehuber belitam, what right would you have to kill an Uber? Now again, Yankov Emden is also not being halachically very, very clear and specific. What is the Isser? He just says, who would permit to kill an Uber without a reason? Tosfos uses a lashon, mutter lahorgei, it sounds like no problem. He says, how could you do such a thing? He says, v'afal gav de'ein ner agolav. He says, v'ein raya me'ahi de'erechin. Says the Yaivetz, I don't feel there's a raya from Erechin. He says, because there are svoris to do it, to kill the Vlad. Obviously it means like Inui Hadin, like Tosfos says, there are some svoris. Ubeloi refue, he says, Avada, you have absolute obligation not to kill a Vlad. It's only if the child is going to die anyway. He goes through a, this is what he says. The Yaivetz. So the Yaivetz refuses to accept that Tosfos holds mutter lahorgei. Can't be. But again, why not? That's the problem we have. You see, ritzicha is not the kind of thing, it's not like a gartel, that you could say it's better to have it, but if you don't have it, it's okay. So this can gartel. Either it's ritzicha or it's not ritzicha. If it's not ritzicha, so what is it? The only way to eject it from being ritzicha is to say it's not a nefesh. You don't really have any gray area here to say it's not ritzicha, but it's not nice. That's not an option. So the Chavos Yonah says the mashma, he says it's mashma, it's mutter. He says, therefore, he says, mikol mokoyim, he says, of course, once it's okar, once the Vlad already enters the realm. See, the Chavos Yonah struggles with another issue. In Halacha, we don't find a definition, a distinction between a Uber and a woman that's already in delivery. It's all the same. Our Gemara is focusing on two stages. Prior to being on the delivery table and being on the delivery table. Once she's on the delivery table, we have to wait. That's the whole Hemshecha Gemara. The Gemara says, let's just read in the next sugya here. Yoshval HaMashver. Then the Mishnah says you have to wait. Says the Gemara, my timer. Kivon de okar gufa achrinehu. Once the Vlad moved, now it's already another guf. So if you look at Rashi, already in the Mishnah, Rashi says, mamtinin lo achetelet. Kivon de okar veno mimkoimoi gufa achrinehu. Once the child moved, it's another guf. Now by Rashi doing that, he put us through a whole new loop. Because in Halacha, we do have a Mishnah in Olos, in Perek Zion, that the Mishnah in Olos makes a distinction between an Uber and a Yalud. In other words, when does a person get a Din Nefesh? When they're born. Until they're born, they're not a Nefesh, halachically. Okay? So that we have, Lamashal, the Mishnah there in Olos talks about if you have a woman that during delivery is having a struggle, the Mishnah paskins, you can cut the Vlad up. Chayt chemayseh. You can cut them up. That's until he's born. But then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in all this already, Yotza Roisha Rubai, then he's an Efesh L'chal Davar. Can't kill him. That's the Mishnah in all this. Now Rashi, consistent, perhaps, with the way he's learning, even the way he's learning is very not clear why it's permitted. Rashi just says he's part of the mother. Rashi's unclear, but consistent with the way you would learn Rashi here. Rashi says in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, and also in Daf Ayin Beis, that the reason why you kill the Uber, that Mishnah in all us, is because the Uber is not a Nefesh. He says as follows. Yotza Hoyshoi, he says, so long that it's Yotza Hoyshoi, Be'isha Makasha Leilet, he says as follows, Kol Zman Shelo Yotza Laviha Olam, until he's born, Lav Nefeshu. He's not a Nefesh. V'nitan Lohorgoi. Therefore you're allowed to kill him. Aval Yotza Hoyshoi, Ein Noigim Boi, Lohorgoi, the Havalei Ki Yolud, Ein Doich Nefesh, but Mein Nefesh. That's Jesus. Once Roisha comes out of Rubai, he's born. So, the challenge is that at least we have a Mishnah in Olas that's very clear, that tells us that there's a status before delivery, and there's a status after delivery. Here the woman that's Makasha Leleit, clearly the Uber already was Yoshev Alamashva. But the Mishnah in Olas makes no distinction between pre-state Yoshva, between before delivery, and during delivery. The Mishnah only makes a distinction labor. It's not called delivery, I'm talking about post-delivery. Post-delivery, absolutely. But during delivery, the Mishnah holds there's no nafkamina. So this makes it additionally challenging that our sugya makes a focus on once the woman is already delivering, so now it's already, it's a gufachrina. That's inconsistent with this. Inconsistent with this sugyan. Now the Rambam learns differently the Mishnah in Olas. The Rambam in Hilchos Ritzicha, when he brings down that Mishnah in Olas, the Rambam actually says the reason why you can kill the Uber is because the Uber is a roidev. Since the Uber is jeopardizing the mother's life, so the Uber has a din of a roidev. You have to know if that, how significant that is, and why should that make a difference? How much he's out. If he's a roidev, he's a roidev. If he's not a roidev, he's not a roidev. It doesn't seem to... The Rambam is very difficult. Besides for that, it's strange why the Rambam needed to come on to... Now, so simply, if you read the Rambam, you could say that the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach may disagree with Rashi's approach and Tosfos and Nida. And may hold that an Uber is a nefesh. And therefore, if it wouldn't be for the fact that the child is jeopardizing, the fetus is jeopardizing the mother's well-being, you would be allowed to kill him. But the problem with that is the Rambam is from the few Rishonim who paskins in various places, Hilchos Avodim, Hilchos Tumah, that the Uber is Yerachimah. He paskins actually that the child is part of the mother. So the Rambam really should be able to breeze through the Mishnah in Olas. Why the Rambam needed to concoct a new reason that's Roidev is very difficult. See, the other Rishonim who hold Uber Lav Yerachimai, they have more of an issue, more of a challenge to understand why you're allowed to kill the Uber. It's Lav Yerachimai. Why don't we look at him as an independent? But the Rambam holds that the child and the mother are one. So according to the Rambam, if the child and mother are one, it's Yerachimai. The Rambam should just say for that reason alone. So that, actually, what this Rambam shows us is that the din of Ritzicha has nothing to do with Uber Yerachimai. You can hold Uber Yerachimai and it could still be Ritzich. That's really what the Rambam is doing here, is clearly telling us that. And that is because Uber Yerachimai, what the Rambam is telling us clearly, is that Uber Yerachimai is only applicable to specific halachas. But Avada, the Uber, is a separate entity as far as Nefesh. And I have another raya to that. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Paskins, that you could be Makadosh and Uber. A person can go to a woman who's pregnant and say, I'm being Makadosh the Uber. The Rambam says if the woman is noticeably pregnant, Hukar Uber, the Rambam says the Kedushin works. So it's true, the Ketzos asks that the Rambam may be inconsistent with the way he paskes in Uchas Mechira, that you can't buy an Uber because it's Dover Shalei Bali Eilam. So he questions that. He questions, how could the Rambam paskin in the, so that's the Ktesis Kash, how could the Rambam paskin in Uchas Mechira that you can't buy an Uber, and in Uchas Ishus he holds you could be Makadosh an Uber? How could it be that distinction? So I always felt that there could be a simple way to explain the Rambam, because the Ran in Ksubis and Perak HaKosev, the Ran says that a person can write to his wife, Dinu Dvorah mainly be l'chsayich, I have nothing to do with your money, that you're going to yashin after marriage, that I would get from you after marriage. So the Ran says, how could you be misalik for money that you don't own yet? You're only going to get it by nisuin. So the Ran says that you see from the Mishnah in Ksubis that there are two different levels of loy bali olam. There's loy bali olam, something that's entirely not here, that you can't do anything with. You can't make any kind of acquisition on that. Then there's a level of what he calls miktsa shaychas. Something is partially here. He says it's not enough to make a kinyan, but siluk is a lower level, and for siluk, you could be misalik, once there's any connection. Siluk is like a maisa hefker. So that, you don't need to have the same ownership or the same, you don't need as much of a connection to it to be able to be misalik. No, the Gemara is saying it in Rameya. Rameya holds out the makna davar shalei bali olam. But the Ran is saying something else. The Ran is saying that according to the Rabbonin, who hold that ain't the makna davar shalei bali olam, even avidid also siluk you can. That's the Ran's chiddush. It's not the Ran's chiddush. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, ha'omer liyishtoi dinu dvar mainly benichsayich, and the Gemara says that's a case b'shas erusin, because by nisuin siluk won't work because you already have the money, and before erusin you have no shaychus. So really, that gives us some light in the Rambam. Why the Rambam holds is a distinction, because we know that by Kiddushin there's an act of Kiyika Cheshisha. So the Rishonim explain in the Dorim that when you're Makadosh a woman, she's not doing an act at all. She's totally passive. In fact, the Mashmois of the Rishonim is the woman is not even supposed to move her hand forward. When you do Makadosh a woman, she's supposed to keep her hand stationary, because if she moves into the ring, there's an act of Kicha from the woman's end. The Ran in the Dorim on Daf Lamed, he calls it siluk. He says she can't be makna herself to the Baal. All she could do is siluk and allow herself to be nikna. So if that's the case, we could say very simple. Hukar ubra is enough to create siluk, but it's not enough to create hakno. So in Hilchas Mechira, where you're dealing with the problem now, the koina end, you never have a problem. Koina always has das. The problem is in the makna davar shalei. The problem is in the person who's giving it. You don't have a problem on the person who's giving it, because by kiddushin, the person who's giving it is only doing siluk, and for siluk you don't need bal oilam. So that would explain why the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus holds that by hukar ubra it's deficient, and in Hilchas Mechira it's not. But that's a side issue. What we do see from the Rambam is that the child is a separate nefesh, because otherwise you have nothing to be makadosh. Forget Choshen Mishput. There's no identity. There's an identity crisis. Because if Ubi Yerachimai means you don't have another person here, you don't have another nefesh here, so how's the Kiddushin Chal? The mother is an Eish Yisish. Clearly not being Makadosh the mother. She's an Eish Yisish. You're being Makadosh to Uber. The fact that the Rambam holds that the Kiddushin work Bishas Maisa, it's not Lachar Leda, works right now, that means that this fetus is actually Mekudesh. It means it's a separate entity. Im Teled Ish Tuchonekeva. You didn't say I'm being Mekadosh Zoha. You never know, right? You went over and you said, if your wife gives birth to an akeva, I want the Kiddushin to be Chalna. That would get rid of the whole shidduch crisis. Makes the whole process much easier. Sonograms is already used to go. I see, like, I can start looking at the sonogram. I like what I see. I don't like. That was the easiest. Whatever it is, it is. There's actually a very big chiddush in the Ritzbo. The Ritzbah questions whether doing a kedushin like that has the isser of osel adam sheikadosh es isha al sheirena. He didn't see it. How could be makadosh? See, this is a fascinating word. He says that if you saw the father and you saw the mother, that's hastish al sheirena. He says because other times it's going to be a tsura of the avaim, so it's possible for a person to make an assessment based on the avaim. But the Maril says that if you do a kedushin like that, it would be an issur of asal adam shekadosh yishat shirena. So going to your case, a sonogram, you can clear if that's called ri'ir. But lemaisa, that's what he. The bottom line is that in the Rambam it says clear. This Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, there's no question that the Rambam is saying there's another identity. There's somebody to be mekadosh. That means there's another identity. Now, I'm not saying it automatically lends itself to shvichas domim, but you see clearly it's another identity. It's almost hard to juggle the two things, that it's another identity, I could be Makadosh and it's Mutu Lahoge. So the Rambam basically, that's the Rambam's approach. The Chavos Yorah here in the Tshuva says, Vim Kein, Lufi Mashek Asafti, Ho Yoheter Gomu. Yeah? Lufi Mutu Gomu for this woman who became pregnant to be Mapul, this Vlad, again, clearly before 40 days, his case is a case of before 40 days. It will be a heter gomer, and listen to why he doesn't like it. He says, Abel yesh minig poshut peinenu. We have a minig not to do this. She also, nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. Mipnei geder pritzus. Could you imagine? Because this is going to create pritzus. If people can have relations, then they could be mappled of Vlad. So it promotes an immoral lifestyle. That's the reason why we clearly that the Chavos Yorah understands that the Hapolas Uber, according to Tosfos Shita, is permitted completely. It's a tremendous chiddush. But that's the, and it comes out that you have to juggle the difference between Pikuach Nefesh, Yolada Machal Shabbos, to save this entity. And at the same moment, you're allowed to kill it. It's very difficult to make these two things work. Now, to make this further difficult, we have here the Shita Zaran. The Ran has found, I think they have a copy of it here. The Ran says in Chum, we don't give wait for her to give birth. First he says it's not because of Uber Yerachima. Ella, Kivon Shehi Mechuyeves Misa, Ein Ma'anin Ezdina. So first he says, the reason why we don't do it is because since she is Mechuyev Misa, we don't delay the din. She's Mechuyev Misa, we don't delay the din for the Vlad. But then he says, Ulevlad, kivon shelo yotzo la'aviro oilam, loy chayshina. Also very ambiguous. It's unclear. What is the sheet of the Ran about the status of an Uber? He clearly says that since the Uber didn't come out yet, we don't worry about him. Loy chayshina. What does that mean, loy chayshina? It shouldn't. That's our question. Our question is that this way of learning, besides for being a massive chiddush, that on an Uber, there would be a heter to kill an Uber, besides for that being a massive chiddush, why would it make a difference then if the woman is in delivery? This Yoshua Lamashver is only found here in Erechim. Doesn't exist anywhere in Shas. That Yoshua Lamashver gives a new status. If somebody would kill a fetus during delivery, he's potter from Mrs. Bezdin. Can't kill him. Because he didn't kill something that came out. So why should there be a difference in status over here in Erechim from when the woman is before she's sitting on the delivery table and after she's sitting on the delivery table? Should make no difference. That's tremendously challenging. But this is what the Ran says. We don't care about the Vlad. Loi chayshinan lei. We don't really care about the Vlad. Nothing to do with Ubi Yerachim. Well, deliver it. Well, let's not forget, we can't ignore our Gemara, which clearly states that on Shabbos, you go ahead and you challel Shabbos to save the vlad. That's what I'm saying. Ultimately, that's the tremendous challenge. So much so that the Shita Mekubetzes actually holds that this is a challenge that can't be overcome. The Shita Mekubetzes holds that this doesn't work. How could it be that you kill it and you're allowed to machal Shabbos to save it? Those two things can't save it. You want to yachid Shita Mekubetzes. If you turn the daf, the top Shita, the Tema, the first Ois Aleph, the Tema, the Mashma, the Kivon, the Yosheves ala Mashpo, Machzekinon Avlad Bechai. Because otherwise, he's saying, how could you be Mechal Shabbos to save it? So he says, Uba'olus, Tanan, Dafka Yoitzel Roishe Verubay. Really, our question, I think, is what the Shita Mekubetzes is bothered with. Where is this new step of Yoshvel Amashv? And the truth is, he doesn't answer Akash. He only answers the Bikwach Nafeshail. He says, V'yesh Loimar, Do'ocha Mayri B'yotzav Roishoi V'rubay, U'lekach Mechal Novas HaShabbos. This is an unbelievable Chiddush. This is an unbelievable Chiddush. This is not the way we paskin. But this Shita Mekubetzes, it quotes a Balei HaTosfos. We don't have this Tosfos, but the Shita had it. According to the Shita, if a woman was having difficulty with a vlad prior to the vlad coming out, you're not machal Shabbos. Hatzolah call, right? Hello, 911. We have a woman having difficulty. Hatzolah says, is the woman healthy? Yes. But the vlad is going to die. Kol tovagun Shabbos. The dispatcher would say, Yotza Reishe V'rubay? No. Kol tov. So it comes out. As he's up there. There's three, we find there are three levels. According to the Mishnah Olos, there are two. Prior to delivery, post-delivery. And that's something, as challenging as it is, we can somehow get shot in it. But then, what puts us through a new loop, is now there's the Yoshvel HaMashver. Which doesn't halachically normally make a difference. There is no difference in status in halacha between a vlad before Yoshvel HaMashver and after Yoshvel HaMashver. Which is really what the Shita Mekubetzes is asking, and the only thing he's giving us clarity is in Hilchos Shabbos. So now we have clarity. Chiddush, tremendous chiddush, but a clarity. Clarity is that it is consistent. The Mishnah Olos is our guide, not only as far as killing the Vlad, but it's also our guide as far as saving the Vlad. It's one Shulchan Aruch. If the child is mostly out, we will be proactive to save that Vlad, even Mechal Shabbos. And if the child is not out, kol tov. At least it's consistent. The Shita is still not explaining to us why in our Mishnah, Yoshvel HaMashver should make a difference. That the Shita is not telling us. The Shita, by the way, is not learning that Yoshvel HaMashver in our sugya is talking about Yotzer Roshe V'ruba. The Shita Mekubetzes is going on the Gemara here that talks about the union of being Mechal Shabbos. The Gemara here says that you're allowed to take out a knife in Rishus HaRabim to perform a surgery to save the vlad. What? It sounds from our Gemara that it's less than a neighbor. You know what I mean? That it's even less than a neighbor. And that is because, I'll tell you what the logic in that is. How could you look at this entire mass as less than an aver? The reason is because when you minus that mass from the mother, she's not mechusar aver. Follow what I'm saying? The end result is that the woman will not be mechusar aver. She's mechusar uber. And if the entire uber is not recognized in halacha, so we're not saving even an aver. That's the issue here. The issue here is that the line is very strong. Either it's everything or nothing. That's really the challenge, and that's why we'll see, as we go into the reasons that the post can give, why an abortion is also, they struggle tremendously, because either it should be Ritzicha, Or it should be mutter, like Tosfos Loshen and Nida. But this nishtahim nishtaher is very difficult. Why? What's halachically forcing us? Now, you're saying a good svara, that's what you're saying really touches upon the Tosfos that we had in Sanhedrin that told us a whole new svara. Tosfos in Sanhedrin seem to disagree with what he says in Nida. And Tosfos in Sanhedrin seems to say that the Vlad is considered something. And actually it's also to kill him. Tosfos brings a great raya to that. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin a blank statement that it's not possible, lekum midom, you can't have something that for ben noyach is osur and for us is mutter. So we know for a goy it's shvichas domim, to kill an uber. So Tosfos says, how could it be permitted? So clearly it's osur. That's very different than Tosfos in Nida. Tosfos in Nida questions how you allow a machal Shabbos. Tosfos in Sanhedrin is saying the fact that it's shvichas domim for a goy, it can't be permitted for a Jew. The fact that a goy dies for over it and a Jew doesn't, that we have many halachas. A goy dies for a gneiva. If any yeshiva mitzvah is b'nei noyach, a Jew doesn't. But as far as being mutter or osur, Tosfos says it can't be mutter. So Tosfos goes on here in Nida. And Tosfos says a chiddush like this. He says, the kibon de ifsek din aloein hoylech kam al avlad. Once there was a psak din on the mother, that goes on the vlad too. That touches Larry upon what you were trying to say. That's a whole new svar. That sounds almost like the uber yerachima is so strong that when you're paskin at the mother's chayv misa, in a sense, you're paskin at the vlad is also chayv misa. Now the problem with that pshat, first of all, how does that Tosfos fit Inu Yadin without Tosfos? That Tosfos is in Sanhedrin, Nuntes, and Pepes, is two Tosfos. And Tosfos here, do we have a copy of that also in Naftali? You gave out? No. Sanhedrin we didn't give, right? So, the problem with that is that then, if the mother was already paskined while it was an Uber, and there was already a psak on the Vlad too, so then even after delivery you should kill the Vlad. If that's the Svara. If the Svara is, obviously, that's what I'm saying, obviously not. Because if the Svara is that we have here the mother and the Uber together as a unit, and we're paskening Chi of Misa on both of them, then even if there would be delivery, which is really the Ran's question, the Ran asks that if you hold Uber Yerachima, and there's some kind of a psak given on both, that's the Ran and Chulin. He says then even after she delivers.
That was on the woman and her before. Once the woman is in labor, the Vlad is no longer named.
No, but the psak was before.
Yeah, the psak was before on her Avor. Now this is the labor.
Because? No, but I'm saying Yoshval HaMashver.
Yeah.
Right. It's still part of her Avor. You part it from me. You part it from me if you kill it. There's two psukim. We're going to get to that second pasuk. There's a nitziv like that on the Shiltas where he says your svara. We'll get to your svara. That maybe the din pikuach nefesh on the Uber is only based on the sugya of chalel Shabbos achas. That would mean that if you were... Okay, we'll get to your svara.
Her and her
don't
count on that either, or that's not part of her.
Well, the eva was removed when?
Between the time the peasant talked to the daughter and the time she went out to wherever it was they were going to take it. Somehow, miraculously, she woke up in a bathtub full of ice and she had a scar on her back.
Okay. Chayv Misa? No, absolutely not.
Absolutely
not. I don't know if that helps you or gives you problems, but it's absolutely not. Not out. Because if you shot it, you'd be potter. If you killed that Vlad, you'd be potter. In fact, the Gemara says that we're makeh the Vlad so that the woman shouldn't have nevel. This is all part of the issue here. Okay. So we'll try to get some clarity here. We have clear what our problems are. Our problems are, number one, one side of the Gemara seems to be telling us that the Vlad is a non-entity and we don't care about it b'chlal. Pshita. The fact that the Gemara doesn't even hold that there's any room to debate that you should wait. I mean, the Gemara is asking on our Mishnah that it's Peshitta. It's amazing. Whole forum were written to understand this Mishnah. The Gemara says it's Peshitta. The Gemara says that the halakha of the Mishnah, that you don't wait for the Vlad to be born, is Peshitta. It's not a Chiddush, it's Pasha, Aleph Beis. And the only Peshat that the Gemara was able to come up with is a financial Peshat. That you would think you wait financially for Momen Abba. That's why you would think you wait. That's the only pshat that the Gemara could come up with as to why you would possibly wait. And it's the only chiddush that the Mishnah is telling you here. The Mishnah in Erechin is telling you above a kama chiddush. That's what's coming out from the Gemara. The Mishnah is not telling you a Sanhedrin chiddush, a Kotshim chiddush. The Mishnah is telling you above a kama chiddush. You may think to wait because it's the money of the Baal. Kamash or not, that's the other. So we have that on one side. And on the other side, we have the Yolana Machal Shabbos to save the Vlad. Unless you hold like the Shita Mekubet says, they can out loud to. But so much do we care about the Vlad that we're ready to be Mechal Shabbos. Right? Now, we are never Mechal Shabbos not to make Inui Hadin. What would be you give a psak to somebody Erev Shabbos to Chayav Misa? There's not enough time to kill the person before Shabbos. So do you make a Shabbos execution? No. It's Inui Hadin. That's Inui Hadin. You're not Mechal Shabbos to protect Inui Hadin. Right? But we're Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. We're Mechal Shabbos to save this fetus. Yeah? But we won't save this fetus at the expense of Inui Hadin. This whole thing just that doesn't work. It just doesn't lock in. That's the part of this that just doesn't fit. Now if Tosis would say, I don't care about Inui Hadin, no problem. No problem. I understand. It's nothing to do with Inui Hadin. Tosfos seems to be saying that the heter to kill the Vlad is because of Inui Hadin. Yet, for Pikuach Nefesh, on Shabbos, we're Mechal Shabbos to do it, and we won't be Mechal Shabbos for Inui Hadin. And yet we do recognize Inui Hadin to kill the Uber. That forces us to understand that this has to be a different lumpus. It's not that the Inui Hadin is being doich in the life of the Uber. That can't be. Because Inui Hadin is weaker than Shabbos, and Shabbos gets pushed off for the same Uber. So if not for Inui Hadin, here's my question. If not for Inui Hadin, would we wait?
Yeah.
And would we be Mekayim and Mitzvah Pikuach Nefesh if we wait? Why not? No, now I'm really confused. One second. Why isn't it Pikuach Nefesh? Are we saving an Uber? Are we saving an Uber? Are you allowed a Mechal Shabbos in this current state that the mother is in, 8 months pregnant? So you allow a Mechal Shabbos to save the Uber. So that means right now, anything we do to save this Uber, is it Doicha Shabbos? Yes. Okay. Now, if we wait, will we save the Uber instead of killing it now?
Yeah.
Yes. So is waiting Teich HaShabbos? Yes. This all just 1 plus 1 equals 2. I'm just saying a bunch of things that... So if that's the case, why don't we wait? Tosfos asking good kasha. Lichten Tosfos kasha, whether he's saying it or not, that is a pikuach nefesh in here. Correct? And what's the answer to that question? So how are you getting out of it? You hear what I'm saying? So that's the problem. Now if Tosfos would say, we don't wait because we don't care. Loshen Aran and Chulin. Loich Hashin and Uber. The Uber doesn't... It's not in the way. The Uber is not in the way. If Tosfos would say that, I wouldn't have as much of an issue. But Tosfos seems to be saying, that Mrs. Yechai Shin and Luber. But Etzim. So... Yeah, but you see, that doesn't bother me so much, because that, then I have a Akiva Svar. The Svar would be, listen, the Vlad himself, it's not a problem to kill the Vlad, really. Not a problem. It's really Lav Nefeshu. It's not a problem to kill the Vlad. Right? Now, so forgetting a Chiyuv to wait, why is there a Heter to wait? There's no Heter to wait. Because Inu Yadin. But Tosfos, really the truth is Tosfos doesn't fit with the Ran anyway, because Tosfos says clearly in Sanhedrin, the way he learns our own Mishnah, that there's an Itzer to kill the Uber. There's an issue to kill the Uber. Tosfos is only permitting killing the Uber because there was a psak made on the Uber. So, well, that's, 1 second. That's Tosfos in Ida. Tosfos in Ida says, Hagam that it's mutter lohargoy, mikomokoy mefakchin alovas ha-shabbos. Tosfos says the two together. In that regard, however we're going to answer Tosfos, the Ran will also be answered. You know what I mean? Because Tosfos puts them together. Tosfos says, Mutu lohargoy. So that... No, but that's one Tosfos. That's one Tosfos. Tosfos and Nida brings them together. Tosfos and Nida says, Mutu lohargoy mikomokoy mefakchin alovas ha-shabbos. That's one Baal Tosfos. Puts them in one, that's what I'm saying. He's asking from the Ran and our Mishnah. Tosfos puts the two together. It says, Mutu lohargoy, and still mefakchin alovas ha-shabbos. It's the two things together. Okay. Somebody else had a question? What? Nobody else is? Nechtes are you? Is the question is, do we have any issue now with killing this Vlad, halachically? Forget Inu Yadin. And if the answer is no. The Vlad is dead? I don't follow. But you don't kill the mother. If somebody would shoot this lady, not through Besdin, they'd be Chayiv Misa. Correct? What's that? It's not separate. The mother is alive, halachically. Somebody would shoot the mother now, technically, they're not Chayiv Misa's Besdin, they're Ritzichin. If you shoot this lady, it's Ritzichin. The fetus is alive. But I would be Mechalel Shabbos now to eject the fetus to save the Vlad. Forget this halacha. I would halachically right now save the Vlad. I would cut the stomach off. Why not? So why not over here? But why don't I have to save the Vlad? What right do I have to ignore it? Let's say there was another body connected to this mother surgically. Would I have a chiyuv to disconnect the body? Of course. Forget Siamese. I'm saying surgically, there were two bodies connected here, and you being Michal, of course you'd have a chiyuv to separate the other Vlad, to save the other human being. Is the fetus a separate human being or not? It keeps on going back to that one point. If it's a separate entity, So what's talking about this particular state? Particular state, in not in Bises Bezdin.
Different situation here, because the Bises Bezdin puts the shame on
them. Back to Tosfos Svara. That's what Tosfos is saying in Sanhedrin. That once we make a psak on the mother, there's some kind of a quasi psak on the vlad. That's what you say. That's not really in the yadin. L'chora, that's not really in the yadin. That's a din.
No, but that's what Tosfos comes on in the yadin. Because only on in the yadin we would think to stop it. It's not like so bizarre. In the yadin, because in the yadin is on the basis. On the basis of this mother to say where she's dead, therefore the blood is attached to the mother's dead. So that's why Tosfos comes on in the yadin. Because only within the realm of in the yadin would be the only way that we think to stop the situation.
I don't really hear what you're saying. I mean, I think what you're saying is like a brisket type of gether. Where you want to say that mitzad hilchas bezdin, we need a bezdin dikedin to stop the execution. But I don't hear why that should be that way. I hear you get it. In other words, im kapolo nekabel. If you want to tell me there's such a concept, there's a source somewhere in Shas that there's a din that when bezdin makes a psak, follow through with the psak unless there's going to be a bezdin dikedin that... I mean, why doesn't Bezdin go now and paskin that there's a din pikuach nefesh on the vlad, and now there'll be a Bezdin dikadin to stop the execution? Inuyah din is also out of the box. Inuyah din is another din, right? There's an external din that Bezdin works with, it's called Inuyah din. And there's an external din called pikuach nefesh. For some reason, this we're focusing on, and pikuach nefesh we're not focusing on. I don't really hear that. Tosfos is not saying that. Tosfos is saying somehow the psak that Bezdin made on the mother is also on the vlad. So I think, in order to get any kind of understanding here in this inyan, it's clear, without a question, that the vlad is a nefesh. There's a din pikuach nefesh on the vlad. And that we can't, it's not debatable. Unless you learn like the Shita Mekubetzes, that says that the vlad, you're not mechal Shabbos for a vlad. But the Shita Mekubetzes is really, it's a lone Shita. It's not a Shita that's accepted in any of the other Rishonim. The simple reading of our Sugya and the way it's paskin in all the Rishonim is that you're Mechal Shabbos for an Uber, and that is because the Uber is definitely looked upon as a Nefesh. No Shai. And that's why you're Mechal Shabbos. Tosfos in Nida is telling us a Chiddush. He's telling us that what the Uber really is a Nefesh HaToli B'Nefesh. What the Uber really is an entity. He is a nefesh. And as the Ran says, it has nothing to do with Uber Yerachimai. It's another nefesh. But it's a nefesh hatoli benefesh. It's one nefesh which is totally in another nefesh. And because of that, the status changes. And we have to know what together is. But because of that, the status changes. So clearly, if you learn that the reason why the Vlad has any makom for Kula is because it's a nefesh hatoli benefesh. If we were to go ahead now and isolate the mother, not actively, the mother lamashal dies. Okay, the mother dies, but the Vlad is not born. Then the Vlad, there would definitely be the shvichas damim on the Vlad. Because then the Vlad is no longer a nefesh hatoli benefesh. In other words, the kula on the vlad is not because of the lack of the vlad being a nefesh, but because the vlad's nefesh is totally in the nefesh ho'ein. If I found a case for you, where the vlad is no longer totally in the mother, so even though the Mishnah in Olos tells us that he's not considered yolud until he comes out, but it wouldn't make a difference. Because even the status of the vlad right now, is that he's a nefesh that's totally benefesh. So I want to tell you fascinating words in Tosfos. Tosfos in Nida, when he talks about pikuach nefesh, he says as follows.
Strange.
There we are. Tosfos says words which seem to be like Chinese. Tosfos says that the reason why in our sugya, by the woman who died, you go and you take the knife into Rishus HaRabim to cut the womb open, Tosfos says like this. Very strange. He says, Miu Efsher, he says, Tosfos says, there's a possibility. The Davka Heicha de Imoy Chaya, only if the mother is alive, Loi Mechayev Ahol Goyatze Yetze Hoyshe Veruba. Tosfos doesn't give any svar why it should be that way. He says, maybe it's only if the mother's alive. He says, but Abul Heicha de Mesa Chayev Mishum de Kimunach Bekufsa Domi. He's like in a box. If somebody would shoot through a box and there's a human being in the box, of course that's Ritzich. Right? Neither. Dav Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Right? Now what's the reason? What would be the difference? The difference is simple. Because really what we're lacking in the Vlad is not the fact that the Vlad's not a Nefesh. What we're lacking in the Vlad is almost that, is only that the Vlad's Nefesh is totally B'Nefesh Ha'im. And therefore, so long that the mother is alive, the Vlad is like a tuffle to the mother. And just like Lamushel, the case that Dr. Goderman mentioned, if you went ahead and you cut off a limb from somebody, it wouldn't be called that you murdered them. You didn't kill them. Why didn't you kill them? Because the rest of their body is still alive. Ritzicha has to be a conclusionary act. Where we say that you took the life out of this chayfetz. So long that this chayfetz still has life, the person, chas v'shalom, cuts off an arm of somebody, cuts off another arm, cuts off a leg, cuts nebuchad, nochemish gamza, right? He cuts off, but the heart is still beating. You're not a ritzeach. Even though technically you cut off limbs. Because in order to be a ritzeach, it has to be that the life that was here was removed. There is nothing left of that life. So when you have two lives that are totally zebezeh, so halachically speaking, it's until both lives are taken, it wasn't a complete ma'aser ritzich. But once the mother is dead, so the chiyah se'im is not on the table. She's dead. Now the only living thing left is the uber. So Tosfos says, if you kill the uber, you're a ritzich. Because now you're left with the Ritzicha is conclusionary. There's no more life. You removed all the life. Lamushel, somebody had two hearts. Normally you shoot a person in the heart, you're Ritzich. You make the person into what the Rishonim, the Kesef Mishnah calls it, a horog. Person without a heart is dead. Technically, even if they would still be alive, they're dead. We spoke about the Shiloh that the Poiskim have, that if you went ahead and you put a person on a bypass machine, where the heart is not pumping, so halachically you took all the life away from them, there's a question whether they need a new kedushin. It's a question that they need a new kedushin. That after the person wakes up, you connect them back to their heart, but since for that time they were without a heart, so the Kesef Mishnah says that that's called horug. There are certain evorim that the Rambam says that it's not a trefa. The Rambam says if you take those evorim out, the person is gone. So therefore, some wanted to question whether a kohen could go into a room where you have a human being that's connected to a heart machine, heart lung machine, and that's the only thing that's working. Their heart right now is not working. So I'm telling you, ad kedei kach, that the tzitz eliezer has a tshuva, whether you have to do another kedusha. It reminds me of the ben yoyoda, ben ishchai, has a shaila kedushin in Megillah, whether Rav Zera had to be Mekadosh's wife again. Shachtei Rabba L'Rab Zeira, he has that shaila whether they needed a new kedushin when he woke up. So halacha l'maisa, the fact is that if you shot somebody with a heart, yichayv misa, ritzich. Now, if a person had two hearts, you shot them in the heart, you pipata. The same maisa. Because to have a shem ritzich, you need a conclusion to that maisa. Has to be, now there's misa. Now there's misa. If you cut an Eber off, it's a mitzvah misa. It is a shtetl. That Eber died. It's misa sevorim. Chazal even call it misa sevorim. The Rambam says that the inyan of pidyon evorim is like pidyon ritzicha. The Rambam says this, that the Torah said, Le'sikhu kifel nefesh ritzeach. The Rambam says, why did the Torah have to tell me that a ritzeach can't buy his way out of death? It's a pella. The Pasuk says, don't take money for the ritzeach to exempt him. So the Rambam says, you know why? Lefi shemotzinu kifel le'evorim. Since we see you can buy off Eivel, you would think you can also buy off Ritzich. What's the pshat? Because each Eivel is Ritzich. But in order to be a Ritzayach, you need that should be a conclusion. You need that the person completely died. Memela, when there's a Nefesh, Atoli B'Nefesh, unless both Nefeshes are destroyed, person is not called a Ritzich. Technically. Now, We'll get to you. That's why we said you need Chalal Shabbat Achas. Be'etzim, you would be able to. We're going to get to your case. So that's the reason why the Nefesh of the Uber, although it is a Nefesh, it's felt in Ma'aser Etzichim. Now, if you look in Tosis at the beginning, Tosis throws out that terminology. Shechil so Uber tolui k'tzas b'chil so'im. The Chil so Uber is tolui k'tzas b'chil so'im. So we can't therefore call the death of the Uber a complete death, since the life of his was totally in another life, which is still here. So it's not conclusionary. This would also explain how there could potentially be a shame ritziche without chiyuv ritzeach on, because there's no conclusion to the act. So this is going to answer all the kashas ultimately. But I want to now first get to what, then we'll end with this because next week we'll come to a conclusion. I just want to tell you this is the yesod. The question that you're asking about Shabbos. Shabbos, be'emes, we would be mechal Shabbos even for an Eivor. And the others of all, you could be mechal Shabbos for Sakonas Eivor. But the svara not to be mechal Shabbos for Sakonas Eivor is because since the Chil Shabbos is riding on Chalel Shabbos Achas v'ayichal Shabbos Asarbe, and that Eivor doesn't have a separate Shvisa. That Eivor doesn't have another potential to be Shavis on Shabbos. There's no Shvisa on your hand. It's the Shvisa's Odom. So only the whole human being has a Shem Shvisa. And Uber is an Eivor that could be Shavis. And Uber is an Eivor that has a potential to be Shavis. So that's why you Mechal Shabbos for the Uber, because there you have an Eivor that could be Shavis. Not midin ritzicha. And that would explain why the Rishonim make a clear line between ritzicha and pikuach nefesh. How do you separate them? Because the ritzicha, being that it's not a conclusionary act, you're not a ritzeach. But Shabbos, it's the whole chil Shabbos is for the potential. And the potential is going back to your svarashel. And actually, the shiltis, the hamik shilat and the tziv mevalosh, holds that you can only mechal Shabbos for an uber according to some shittis. If the Uber is going to be a Ben Kayama. See, normally a Mechal Shabbos for Chayeshah. But it would make a lot of sense according to this. Let's say you have, unfortunately, a woman is pregnant with a child that's an acephaly. Yeah? Basically means there's no development of the brain at all. So a child like that, if born, more often than not doesn't make it to term. If born, it could live 10 minutes. It's not going to live. It's not going to sustain. It's not going to be anything. Are you on a Mechal Shabbos to save something like that? Situation like that. So the Shaila is, so until he becomes a Gadol, he's not Chayv Mitzvahs. There's no Kiyum D'Rais or Shabbos until he becomes a Gadol. So the Heter of, if since the Heter of Shabbos is only because of the potential, if you had a Vlad that's not a Ben Kayoma, that's definitively not a Ben Kayoma, you won't be allowed a Mechal Shabbos. See, when you Mechal Shabbos for a Gadol, you have a din of a Chayv Mitzvahs as well, which you don't have on the Uber. But on the Chalel Shabbos Achas, you wouldn't have that. So Mitzvah Shem, next week, we'll put the whole puzzle together, but this is the Yesoid. The Yesoid is that the Vlad is a Nefesh, but it's a Nefesh Atoli B'Nefesh. And therefore, we cannot consider it a Retzach on its own without it. Now, obviously, that will shed light on the other way around. Since the Vlad is a Nefesh Atoli B'Nefesh, right? So if the nefesh that he's tolian is chayiv misa, so there can't be a madin maaser ritzicha on him. That's what Tosfos means, that there was a Gemar Din on the Vlad, indirectly by the Gemar Din of the mother, not because the Vlad became a Mukhi of Mrs. Bezdin, but because the Vlad, by definition, is bottled to the mother because it's a Nefesh HaTolei B'Nefesh. Once the mother delivers the baby, so now already the baby is a separate entity. If it's a separate entity, he's no longer Nefesh HaTolei B'Nefesh. Now you can't kill the Vlad. Yoshva LaMashver is a state where the Vlad becomes independent. Once he becomes independent, even though halachically his status didn't change, if you'd kill the Vlad now, you'd still be potter because he's not Yolod yet. But we can no longer say that it's a Nefesh HaTolei B'Nefesh. So even though he's not yet a Yolud, even though he's not yet born, and if you kill that Vlad, you'd be potter. But we can't say now that we're killing him because his life is mitlatoli in the Nefesh HaEim. So that's going to be, Mr. Shem will come to a conclusion next week.